It's 5:35 afternoon music show rolling on this gorgeous Thursday with some dark clouds in the skies, some sunshine coming down, and our tumble down buddies have gone in from their car into the studio, and they're here to chat with us this afternoon as the band Tumble Down House is back in Anchorage for several shows all throughout the state, but specifically tonight over at the Tap Room. Jillian and Tyler are here. I got Jillian's mic ready to go, so why don't you say hello and tell us how you guys have been?
Hi, everybody. We've been great. We relocated to San Francisco. I'm in San Francisco. Tyler's in Oakland, so the Bay Area, and playing with some talented musicians down there. But we just got into Alaska 2 nights ago and are super excited to play with our talented musician friends up here, which we will be doing our first show with the full band at Taproot tonight. And we've got Joe Eunice on bass and Brandon Cockburn on drums and Logan Bean on trumpet, whom we haven't even met in person yet and can't wait to play with.
Oh, this is going to be good. This is going to be the version. I don't think I've seen you guys with a horn player, have I?
Yeah.
Maybe the last time you were in town, maybe Corwin was playing?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we've been playing with Corwin. Super, super lucky to have had him every chance that we have gotten to play with him, and then this time we're switching it up a little bit, and we don't know what we're in for, but we hear great things, and we're excited, and that's just the Alaskan way. I mean, that's the best part about the way we travel, is that it's usually just the two of us on the road, and
then we get
to meet who we meet.
Oh, you'll have fun with these guys.
Yeah.
So, Tumble Down House, back in town, still supporting Fables and Falsehoods from 2012, and a couple of new projects as well that I've seen you been working on. Their style is sometimes called a gritty saloon jazz, or imagine a modern speakeasy, if you will. And if you walked into that modern speakeasy, you might just run into the cool band Tumble Down House. And we should get to some music if you guys are ready, because we have kind of just jumped on into the studio here.
We're always ready.
So Tyler and Jillian from Tumble Down House, again, the show tonight is starting. There's an opener.
9 o'clock. We're actually going to open it up with a jazz set. These local guys are some pretty heavy hitters, and so we're going to do some straight ahead jazz for about an hour, and then start off with kind of our thing, which is pretty different. So
what can you share with us right now?
Let's do Right Hand Man, or do you want to do Master Cherry?
All
right, this is a song we wrote about Pinocchio in the 1800s, and we didn't write it in the 1800s, but the original story of Pinocchio is very different than the Disney version you might be familiar with. So very dark, very twisted, and very not appropriate for children. So it's pretty different.
Not the song, but the original story.
No, the song's very appropriate for everybody. so we'll just play it before I start talking too much.
I wish to be a boy. Buckles on my little brown shoes. Slide my knees where I'm good, well pleased, and I'll encourage the same from you. All the things that I could do, dance without the help of little eyes. Never said much in the presence of my papa, but it sure made his black eyes shine. Kitty, an honest job, but they were walking along, just walking along. They tricked me into leaving school just to sing their song. Oh, doodle little kitty, yeah. Oh, honest John. Oh, doodle little kitty, oh, doodle little kitty, honest John, yeah. You say it's true, this best bet for me and you. My friend Lampwick's telling me it's the only place a boy can ever truly be free. Smoke it, phone, tobacco, roll, go ahead and tear the place apart. Giving out a boy enough strength and don't break his dear old daddy's heart. Oh, but everybody knows it only takes a little bit of time. Jack has no class, head full of grass, he's surely a lot of crime. da da da. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah. Ya da 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 da.
Tumbledown House, live in studio at 90.3 KNBA. The band is back. They are back for a third trip, if I'm...
Seven.
Get out of here. How did I get that one so wrong?
Yeah, I think it's our third time in the studio with you.
Well,
yeah.
See, that's all that really matters.
It feels like we've known each other forever, but it's actually...
I know. See, I caught up with you guys the first time a couple of years back, and I do now remember, oh, yeah, we've been here before, you were saying. Mm-hmm. Did you guys drive?
No.
Okay. I saw a car when you guys pulled up, and I saw a rack on top, and I thought, oh, did they drive?
No, our buddies actually lent us a car. So we've been here in May, late May. We've been here in September, but you know, now we really hit the fishing season, and a car rental was like $2,200 or something crazy like that. So we have a great network of people that really help us make these tours happen. And maybe even a quick shout out to Joel and Kethra right now for lending us their vehicle and letting us take it all over the state.
And also making us feel like we're completely part of their family, which is just they've done from day one, and it's been amazing.
Super which could awesome. Be scary. I mean, if you see Tumbledown House and you hear these dark themes and you think, I don't tell my kids any bedtime stories.
Not many people invite us into their family like they have.
Yeah, we teach their kids how to play poker, you know, we take all their money.
If,
it's fine.
If you went to a spooky old saloon that's somewhere in a mining town in Alaska and you saw this this band playing, you wouldn't invite them home.
Aww.
Unless it was you two. Then you might go, all right, you two look fuzzy enough. We can bring in. So that was an interesting take on Pinocchio, a dark side. Do you find yourself still going dark?
Yeah.
You love it.
We're working on some new material. Unfortunately, we haven't had anything recorded before this tour. So we're still working on some new stuff. Definitely still story-based. I'm still picking for content-wise on my end. The people, the characters, and the places that are fascinating. So I'm trying to write a song about Josephine Baker, and she's my ultimate idol. And it's really hard to write something out of love for somebody that you admire and still tell their story accurately. And her story is great for material, but it's hard to capture all of that in a song. So I'm working on that. I'm really loving it. I just can't seem to finish it with total satisfaction. And then there are some other songs that are just kind of bigger concept pieces. But yeah, still dark, still saucy, but I'm trying to, on my end, keep it a little bit more upbeat, at least in rhythm. And, you know, danceable songs about murder and gambling.
I like dark and saucy. That should be the title of something that you're writing. Yeah, the band is playing tonight, 9 o'clock at Taproot. Then I see you're off on Solstice weekend. To a wonderful place. Go up to Denali for Solstice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's very nice. The Fairview in Talkeetna is kind of tailor-made for Tumbledown House, I think. Cooper Landing, Homer, Nanilchik, then off to San Francisco at the end of the month, basically.
Yeah, it's been fun playing in the Bay and building audiences out there. It's such a crazy place. And, you know, like last weekend, for example, alone, there was this festival in San Francisco, the North Beach Outdoor Festival. Friday night, somebody crashed their car into the pole outside of the bar that we were playing at. Had that pole not been there, they would have killed like 10 people. Then, you know, the next night, there's the outdoor festival. There were just people like laying in the streets, just sprawled about. They were crying. It was just insane, you know? And that gives us a lot to work with. You know?
Thank you. There's our material right there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Not in the gutter, just near the gutter.
That's right. How we try to shoot, yeah.
We'd love a little more music. How about a couple more tunes tonight before we finish? And we got the World Cafe coming up next at 6 o'clock, about a quarter till the top of the hour. And they're playing tonight at Taproot and also in studio. Yeah, third time in studio, but seventh time in Alaska. So maybe you've seen them. Maybe you have seen Tumbledown House. I think most of our audience has, but I still get folks who say they've wanted to see you. So I hope people get a chance to go out tonight.
Come on out.
See
Come
the show.
On down, folks.
We're ready for you.
Yeah. So this next tune is a Melody Gardot song. She's one of our favorite contemporary jazz singers. I think she's out of New York. And this song's called If I Tell You I Love You, I Lied. And it's about what a beautiful woman she would be to date. Thank you.
So many things I could say, my love, make you trip, so your lips would be mine. So many things I could do to convince you my love is divine. So many places to take you, so many moments in time. But I say for we go to the land down below. If I tell you I love you, I lied. So many places to go, my love, so many places to find, so many worlds to explore, so many stars yet to shine, so many secrets to tell you, so many men on the line. But I say for we go to the land down below. If I tell you I love you, I lie. I may be one to rescind, call you up next time. So if you like your women sweet, consider me your wine. La di da 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 da. Yeah, da, 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 da. Yeah, 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 da, 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 da. I may be one for weekends to call you up next time, but if I ever tell you I love you, honey, I am lying. And if I look into your eyes and tell you, honey, I am lying. And if I utter sweet words unheard, such sultry words, darling,
just twisting.
Isn't that lovely?
Just leading twisting.
It's really great at weddings.
It's Tumbledown House live at KMBA and playing tonight at the Taproot at 9 o'clock. And they're always putting on a show, telling a story and having a good time. They'll be here through in Alaska through pretty much the whole month of June, it looks like. Yeah, pretty much the whole month of June. So
we like it here.
Stop by and see them, and yeah, let's hope the sunshine sticks around. Mm-hmm. Now, even though we've got these crazy, fun, dark themes, there's one thing that stood out as I quickly checked the Tumbledown website. It says, so many good things are happening. I stopped right there and I said, let's just ask Jillian, what's some of the good things that are happening?
So isn't it funny? You can sing about dark stuff the whole time and then all these positive things come about.
Oh, you're having this wonderful time. You're driving through great countries. You're dancing. You're visiting. What kind of great stuff has been going on lately?
So one of the things that we are most excited and grateful about is that we filmed a show with my home state's PBS affiliate, a music show called 11th and Grant with Eric Funk. And we were lucky enough to be picked as their premiere show for their season. And so they filmed us in studio with cameras zooming around our faces and in-ears and full band
swooping
and something.
About.
Yeah, we'd never done anything like it. It was just an incredible experience. And then it ended up getting nominated for Emmys, regional Emmys. And this includes the Alaska, Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Montana, the whole Northwest, I guess. And then we just found out, what, last weekend?
Yeah, about a week and
that,
a half ago.
It won two of the Emmys that it was nominated for. So that's not totally on us. That's the TV production of this video, but we are the content of it, and that's what also won an Emmy. So we're really, really proud to be part of that team and part of that experience, and really proud of the people that we worked with and lucky to be a part of it all. So that was pretty exciting.
That's pretty neat. That's something to be able to put in the portfolio, something to be able to use. Have you guys ever done a music video?
No.
Not really. No, there were
Did this inspire it a little bit to maybe do something? Because certainly your shows are in a sense, character-driven just by your own characters. You put on a show.
Yeah.
And
they're
so
definitely
it might translate easy to some video.
We would love to do a video. We talked about it doing it before this had come along, and for whatever reasons, either the people that we really wanted to work with weren't quite available at the time, or we couldn't afford what we really wanted, and things just missed by a little bit each time. And then this opportunity fell into our lap and was a gift, and it all worked out. I think it inspired. I mean, we'd love to have our own, like, kind of more, not necessarily live video, because we feel like this one was just top-notch, and why redo it?
Yeah, exactly.
But a more artsy kind of abstract sort of thing would be super awesome, depicting some of the music. Yeah, it's tough to find a director that we wanted to work with and finding the time to do it. Yeah, it's just hard to hook up with people. But now that we're in the Bay, we're meeting more people, and there's just so much going on there, so, especially creatively. So we're definitely looking to collaborate with all sorts of people there in the visual realm, especially. Yeah.
The 2012 CD, Fables and Falsehoods, is something that I misplaced. I'm going to have to get another copy from you guys. But we've spun some other tunes from other previous albums on the air before as well. You did say you were working on new material. Is it almost ready? Are you expecting a 2014-15 kind of release?
Probably not 2014, just because we're a little bit, with the tours, and we just went down and did a big conference in San Diego, and we're looking at touring a little bit more than we had planned, which is great. But so it's probably not, studio time this year is probably not in the books, but next year would be fantastic. Yeah. And we're still picking, you know, the right people to play with and accentuate certain aspects of our music, and we're finding great talented people to do that. But when writing the song, what's in your head it's really hard to decide, you know, who you should bring in on that.
And how do you balance writing time and touring time? Because this isn't the kind of tour where you're in a luxury bus or a plane with managers doing all the work for you.
No.
When you're touring, I'm guessing you don't have a lot of time for writing.
No, we're hoping to have a little bit more time this trip, because it's hard to, every day you feel like, oh, I should get on the computer and book, you know, we do everything ourselves. So there's so much more administrative stuff to do that the creative thing kind of falls by the wayside, and it shouldn't, but you just kind of, that's just the way the brain works.
It's hard to do two of those, administrative and creative, at the same time.
Yeah.
Especially
very
when
difficult.
You're drinking with your buddies until 5 o'clock in the morning.
Playing poker.
And then you can't get up at 8 and start a nice little business day.
And then you got World Cup. I mean, come on.
There's a lot going on right now. Yeah, it's just
there
tough,
is indeed. You know. So how many days on the road has 2014 been? How many?
So where else?
It's kind of tough to say. I mean, really,
at least 2 months out of the year so far. Come on.
I mean, we've largely been staying in the Bay Area this year.
Yeah, I guess it was November and December that we were traveling a lot, because we did Montana twice, we did Arizona.
Yeah.
And then we tried to settle down. We've got Arizona again in September.
And then some random trips down to LA. But really, the large part of moving to the Bay was to be able to, you know, there's thousands of venues that we can play within an hour of home. Yeah. And so we're really just trying to stick around there. We've already, you know, we've driven to Maine.
Yeah.
We've driven to Georgia and played in front of two people, one of whom was wearing headphones, you know. So now we're just going to stay at home to play for audiences.
Well, this is exciting, because that means, folks, tonight we get a show where the band is all refreshed and ready to be back out on the road, and they love being up here in Alaska. And
Absolutely.
You're so far away that you can't worry about driving 40 miles to the next town. You're stuck here.
Right.
And you know it, and you love it. So
Absolutely
the show tonight
it.
Is at 9 o'clock at the Taproot. Tumbledown House is live in studio, and we can get one more song in if you got another one in.
Let's do it. So this is an old tune from the Blackbirds in 1926, and if I'm not mistaken, I think the big hit to come out of that show was I Can't Give You Anything But Love, but that's far too sweet and romantic for what we do. So this is a different song called Digga Digga Doo.
And it features the kazoo, which I hope doesn't cause any car accidents out there.
If you have a kazoo filter on your car stereo, people, you might want to turn it up or down.
Oh, God. Zulu man's feeling blue. His soppy little tattoo. Digga digga doo, digga doo doo. Digga 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 doo. You love me, I love you. When you love, it's natural too. Digga digga doo, digga doo doo. Digga 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 doo. I'm so very digga digga doo. Got a nature, and if you don't say digga digga doo, you make sure your poor little papa said, let's find a people smile. I'll be a virgin now. Digga digga doo, digga doo doo. Digga 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 doo.
Jillian.
Very digga digga doo by nature. And if you don't say digga digga doo, you make sure you're pulling up on the lips for the people smile. I'll be a virgin now. Digga digga doo, digga doo doo. Digga 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 doo. Digga 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 doo. Digga 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 doo.
Jangling all over the studio. The kazoo fitting in just nicely. It is Tumbledown House once again live at KMBA. Love having you guys here.
Thank you so much.
You're a lot of fun to hang out with, and they're not as scary as you might think after listening to their song. So go ahead and approach them after the show. Say hello. They won't attack you.
Please come say hi. We love it up here. We love meeting people. And we just played a show at Sub-Zero last night and really, really love that whole staff and our experience there. And it's already off on a great start. We love being up here. And so come and hang out.
The band that we're playing with tonight is especially amazing, so I highly recommend coming and checking these people out. We're just so lucky to have such amazing musicians to come up here and play with that interpret our material beautifully. So, yeah, come on down and hear the music, folks.
And where can folks go to find more information about you, your music, and your tour?
We've got a website at tumbledownhouse.com. And
our Facebook page is at facebook.com/tumbledownhouse.
And we've got an email newsletter sign up button on the Facebook if you want to find out when we're coming back up here, which we will do as soon as we can. And we've got 2 weeks ahead of us, so come out and see us, or if you have friends around the state, point them to us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For a full program guide of all the great shows on KMBA, go online to kmba.org. Thank you for supporting the public radio mission of 90.3 KMBA, Alaska's native voice.